Hey, you, it's a blind life. Welcome back to the It's a Blind Life podcast. My name is Aria.
And I'm Belle.
And we are two legally blind sisters who decided to make a podcast just to talk about our lives as blind people. We cover a wide variety of topics, just talking about our lives, how we do the things we do. We talk about what we want when we want. So really, there's no rhyme or reason to kind of any of this. And today, what we're going to be talking about is something that I feel like maybe not a lot of people think about, or it's just kind of like a thing that isn't really talked about. And that's how our family and friends take our blindness, like how they accept that kind of thing. It's kind of hard to put it into words, I guess, but as we go along, I think it'll make sense as to kind of what we mean and what we're talking about. So that being said, I'll go ahead and get into it, and I'll kind of tell things from my perspective. So pretty much when I was little, like I said, you know, a long time ago in our introductory episode, my parents didn't know that I was legally blind. When I was born, I was, you know, considered a normal kid. There wasn't really anything that, there were some things that kind of stood out to like my parents of like, that might not be quite 100% normal. But at the same time, it wasn't like we've got problems. It wasn't until I was about like 2 when my mom, you know, had taught me all my letters and my numbers and everything like that, but she couldn't teach me my colors. And that's when she kind of got clued in that something was off. They also were kind of clued in because, like, I would look up at the sun when I was a baby, like, directly into the sun. And they were really concerned. They were also concerned because I had the nystagmus, where your eyes involuntarily twitch. And they pretty much were told, like, no, it's fine. It's no big deal. They weren't told that essentially, nystagmus means that there's probably something else going on in the eye kind of deal. And then, of course, getting ready to go into kindergarten, that's when I was diagnosed. And I think that when they found out, I feel like there was a bit of a grieving process for them in a way. Because, like, it's one of those things where it's like they thought that everything was normal and fine and there I was, not entirely normal. They went from having an able-bodied child to having a disabled one. They took it, I think, very well, all things considered.
They'd never tell us.
They would never tell us. I think, kind of looking back on it, you know, I think there was a little bit of like a grieving process for them in a way. But at the same time, like they never let me see that part. Like they did, when they found out, they did a lot of research. Like, of course, when I was a kid, that was like right when computers and the internet were becoming a thing. So they did as much research as they could on the primitive internet for just, you know, what I had, what that meant, all of these things, and they never really like changed much, I guess. It's always kind of a thing with us that our parents always forget, which is really weird to say, but like if you know us and you've met us, you would understand as well. There had been many times growing up when mom would say, hey, don't wear the shirt that you have on, go get your blue shirt. And then I would bring down like 5 of what I would consider my blue shirt and be like, okay, which one of these is it? And she would be like, oh gosh, here we go again. So like, there's been a lot of those kind of moments. It's one of those things where they've gotten us the help that we need when we need it. But it's also never been a thing that they've ever been like, you can't do XYZ because you can't see. They knew like we weren't going to be able to drive. And like there are like those kind of things where it's like by like law, you're not going to be able to do those things. But it's never been a you can't do what you want to do because you can't see. If there was a way for you to do it, we would find that way if like that's really what you want to do. So like in that regard, I think that they did the best that they could and they did what they could. They did what they could when they could. And like, that's really all you can do. They definitely have become kind of a little bit of a resource for other parents that have children with disabilities in a way. And just kind of, you know, people that they're kind of close to and just being like, hey, you know, if you ever need to talk or whatever, like we're here, we can help give advice, like that kind of thing, like how we did it.
There's also, I do know it still kind of affects them some, that what we have is a hereditary thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we stated this before, it was a 1 in a million chance of them meeting and having children with just how rare the gene is.
Yeah.
And Ari and I just happen to be the byproduct of that. So there is still a lot of kind of guilt.
Yeah, under the surface, I think there is. And it normally doesn't really show up, I don't think, in like day-to-day life. It's mainly when we go for like genetic testing or like...
Yeah, it's a lot of when we have to do like tests.
Yeah, then that's...
That happens a lot.
Yeah, then that's when it can come up. I think they normally try to keep it buttoned up, but sometimes it's just... a little much, like it can be a lot. When it comes to like extended family, I feel like it depends on which side of the family you're talking about. And even then, there is a lot of similarities between like both sides. I feel like on my mom's side, you know, she has a very smaller like family, essentially. Like she just has a brother and a sister, like that's it. And I feel like for them, a lot of times, they kind of operate of under it is what it is. They are very much like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's not really like talked about and it's not really like pitied either, though. Like,
no, it's kind of just like we're our own people and it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
If we can't see something, we tell them and they just are like, okay.
Yeah, like it is what it is. They don't dwell on it, I don't think, really.
If we go to like a fast food restaurant that like we really haven't been to much, and like so we don't know the menu and can't see the menu, especially when we were growing up, that would happen. Like they'd have to tell us what's on the menu,
mm-hmm.
and try to help us figure out what we want. For Aria, that was easy. If they had chicken, she was getting chicken.
Yeah.
For me, it was a lot more, well, what do you want? And trying to figure out what I would want to eat versus what they had.
Yeah.
It's a lot better now because, like, we've been to most places.
Yeah.
So we just have, like, our usuals.
Yeah.
That we're like, I want this.
Exactly. And even if we don't know, like, the number for it, like, we can always be like, yeah, we want that as a meal. There's ways we know what we're getting and how we're doing it. But, yeah, that is kind of, like, my mom's side of our family. For my dad's, that side, it's very similar, but also different.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain. It's like,
it's almost like there's an undercurrent of pity in a way, like from some, because my dad has a bigger family. He has several brothers and sisters. And for a couple of them, there's like maybe one or two, there's kind of like this undercurrent of like pity in a way. Everybody else, it's normal, it's fine. Like, you know, they have very much a similar way of being as my mom's side. But like for a couple of them, it's just, you can kind of just feel it when you talk to them in a weird way. And I don't think they mean it that way at all. I think that it's all just subconscious almost. Like, it's not said. Like, there's really nothing said. But it kind of is what it is. And that's all there is to it. It's not like they treat us necessarily any differently.
There's also some frustration from, like, some other members.
Yeah. Yeah. There can be. And, like, again, it's not, like, all of them. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very select few. It doesn't happen all that often.
No. And even, like, them, they have their, like, moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of, like, the frustration or the pity, so to say. It's not all the time.
No.
But it's sometimes there. The frustration, like, happens a lot. Not a lot. A good bit at family reunions.
It can, yeah. Especially when, like, everybody wants to be out and in the sun and everything. And me and Belle are just kind of like, the sun kills us. Please don't.
Yeah, and, like, we'll go out and eat with them and everything. Like, we'll spend time with them, like, but, like, when it's, like, the heat of the day and it's really bright and they're all like, we want to be by the pool or, like, on the beach, and we're just like, we do not.
Yeah, it's hot and it's bright and I can't. I can't do it. So, yeah, it happens occasionally, not all the time. You know, it's a very strange situation, but at the same time, like, for most of that side of the family, though, they're very chill. Like, they're kind of the same way. It is what it is. You know, we're not mad at it. Nothing more that can be done kind of deal. And then we get to, I guess, like, friends, right? And so, in preparation for this episode, me and Belle called our best friends. And we're just like, hey, how would you describe being friends with us, essentially? Like, what's it like for you as a sighted person being friends with a blind person? And for most of them, they said very much the same stuff, which was essentially there's no difference between, like, us versus, like, a quote unquote, like, normal person. It's more so they know, like, if we're in a different area than we normally are, like, they'll keep an eye out. Just keep an eye out for us just to try to help a little bit. But, like, it's nothing crazy. And for my one friend, her name's Z. We love Z.
We love Z.
She pretty much was like, yeah, like, I know when you're in an area that you're not necessarily used to because you bring out the cane. And by then, like, for me, it's kind of a combination of, like, you know, kind of a little bit on higher alert just to, like, make sure, you know, everything's good. And at the same time, laughing at the people, internally laughing at the people who stare at you like you're a circus freak. I was like, yeah, it is kind of funny.
It really is. It is, like, something that also drives us crazy, but it is kind of funny to watch how people react to a cane.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because, like, there are some people that they're super respectful of it. And, like, you can kind of tell they're a little weirded out. But at the same time, like, they're respectful and, like, they do what they need to do and it's all good. And then you have the people that I swear, like, their thought process when they, like, see the cane is like, oh, my God, it's a cane. Oh, dear. Okay, I have to do this. Go for plan alpha.
Or, like, you have the people who just freeze and are just like, what?
Yeah, or they're just like, what is happening? The ones that you want are the ones that are super respectful, right? Because it's just, they know what they're doing. It's just another day. No big deal. But the other ones, they can be very funny sometimes.
Yeah, and then you also have, like, the fourth group of people who just don't know anything.
Yeah, and they just keep living their lives and
get in our way. And
yeah, and then if you accidentally hit them with the cane, they're just like, wah! And it's like,
not my problem.
That you see this? This tells you, darling. So yeah, that is a whole thing. I think your friend said this as well. It's not like...
Mine thought this was a trick question. That shows you what friends I have. I don't even know if he'll ever listen to this.
He probably won't, but that's okay.
No, he won't. I'm still not going to name him because
That's okay. We won't.
I refuse. But no, he thought it was a trick question.
Yeah. And most of our friends are just kind of like, yeah, there's not much difference between like being your friend. I know Z was like, I don't think like I deserve to be a saint for being your friend because it's just like a normal friendship. Like, it's not.
Z deserves to be a saint for being my friend.
Z deserves to be a saint for putting up with my nonsense on a daily basis. Yeah,
Z deserves a medal for putting up with both of us. She also deserves a medal for putting up with both me and Ro in the same room. Everyone deserves a medal for that.
But yeah, so she was just kind of like, yeah, it's, you know, there are certain things that I know, and there are certain things that are really funny, like, that happen, and there's certain things, like, most of the time I forget, you know, so it's just, they're kind of in the same boat as our parents, I think, like, our very good friends are very much, like, in the same boat, because it's just kind of, they're just kind of like, you're just people, like, it's not, people make it seem like it's this big, huge thing and this big difference. You know, and yeah, we are different from quote unquote normal people, but at the same time, that doesn't mean we're not still people. Like,
yeah, and like, we have people all around us who forget all the time because, like, I was literally talking to a professor today and she was telling me about a restaurant to go to and stuff. And she's like, oh, it's like just across the bridge, you like have to drive to get there, and was telling us this and everything. And we were like, okay, you know, we'll have to look into it. And she's like, oh, you just have to drive there. I'm like, oh, well, I'll have to probably wait for my parents to come down to go if they don't DoorDash. And she was like, she looked at me for a second and she was like, oh, you don't drive. No, I cannot.
No, I don't. Thank you, though.
But like, she was like,
oh, she was being super nice.
She was being super sweet. Like, I love her. One of my favorite people on this planet.
Yeah.
But like, he was kind of one of those like, open mouth insert foot moments for her, and I'm just like, I don't care.
It's like, it's
nobody needs to remember.
It's not big that big a deal, you know. And like, I will say too, I think that that's like the people that we are truly friends with, like I think we kind of have like a weird sixth sense in a way of like the people that we're like truly friends with. They're just kind of like, yeah, you're just another ordinary person. And like, there are some people that we've met who are wanting to be our friends or like that kind of thing, that they just like take it a smidge too far and a smidge too much. And it can be, I'm trying to think of a different word for dangerous. It can almost cause some issues in a way when it's that kind of thing, because like, on the one hand, it's like, yes, I do, I do thank you for, like, trying to help. Like, I do appreciate that. Like, that's very kind of you. But at the same time, when somebody kind of is all the time trying to be like, oh, I'll read that for you. I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you. It almost takes away our autonomy in a way, I guess.
It takes away that what independence we've had and have been raised with.
And, like, there are some things where it's just like, yeah, I just, for some odd reason, my eyeballs aren't working and I can't read that. But then it's like, no, if I would have sit there and tried for longer, I could have gotten it. Instead of, like, just someone else coming along and being like, oh, yeah, I'll just do that for you. So it's one of those things where it's a very fine line to walk. And, like, it's very easy to like switch it over, and like we don't have a lot of like those kind of people and those kind of experiences, but they do happen occasionally. You know, there's not much you can, you see a wide spectrum of people who, you know, they go from just being like, oh yeah, everything's totally normal, this is totally fine, to people who are just like, I must help you at every step of the way. Like, you need all of this help. And it's just like, no, like, I actually got it.
Like, yeah, like, I'm fine. You don't need to do it. Like, and then you have, like, the people who, like, want to be our friends, but then are, like, me and Aria will state, like, we're fine if our friends want to play the color game. Mm-hmm. Like, we're fine with that, but there, we do know some people who have taken it too far.
Yeah, and that's, like, all that they do always and forever. And it's just kind of like, okay, this was funny the first 5 times. Like, now it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like they treat it like a circus trick.
Yeah.
And it's like, stop.
Yeah.
It is not.
Like I said, it's a very fine line. And like, we, I think, have gotten kind of better at being able to discern. Because also, like, you get people where, like, we're just meeting them. And, you know, we're like, oh, you know, by the way, I can't see. And there are some people who are just, like, super chill about it. Who are just like, oh, yeah, not a problem. And, like, it's almost very rare to get that response in a way, because more often than it's like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. This is, you know, and then they like just make like they feel bad. And it's like, no, no, no. Like, I'm not telling you this for you to feel bad. I'm telling you this to like let you know that there might be issues and that's okay. You're not in the dark about what's going on with me. It's just, it can be very strange, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I think that's, like, the only way you can put it.
Yeah. Like, it can just, trying to make friends and that, it can be difficult, because then you've got, also have the people who you tell them, and they almost treat it like it's something that they can catch, in a way. And so they treat you like super differently, and like they don't want to be your friend anymore, and they don't want to talk to you anymore. And it's just like, okay, like I respect that choice, but at the same time, that's kind of a bit of a ridiculous view, in my humble opinion. But also, I'm not you, so you do you. It gets to like those kind of levels sometimes too. Is there anything else that you can think of?
Not that I can think of, but then again, I'm brain dead.
Well, that's true. You had a very long day today.
So long.
You had the longest of days.
I had the longest of days. It also did not need to be that long of a day.
But it was.
But it was. So mad at some people, but it's fine.
Hey, it happens. These things do happen. It's all good. But yeah, I think that's where we're going to end it off. I know this one is a very much a shorter episode, but there's only so much that you can say about this kind of thing.
And I was also hoping our friends would, you know, give us more than what they gave.
No, it's okay. It's very hard for them to describe too. Like, so I get it. Like, it's not, this is not an easy thing to talk about and to put into words, because a lot of times with these kind of things, it's purely like vibes. There are no thoughts. There are only vibes. And trying to put those into words can be very difficult to do. So I get it. Totally understand it. So that being said, we want to thank you guys for coming along as we talked about our friends and family relationships and kind of how they take our disability. Of course, if you like this episode, if you like what you've been listening to, please consider following the podcast and sharing the episode with your friends. It really would help us to grow the show, and we would appreciate the support those actions would give. And then what are we going to be talking about next time?
Blind problems?
Ah, yes. Yeah, we're going to be talking about a certain problem that we notice, you know, it'll be a whole time. We'll explain it next time. It'll all make sense then. So that being said, hey, don't forget that it is a blind life, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.